Welcome to the 575 Deep Dive podcast, where AI meets business management. I'm Joe Luna, and every week, your favorite AI hosts dive into the tools, strategies, and stories that help content creators and small business owners thrive in the digital age. So whether you're looking to grow your online presence, monetize your passions, or connect with your audience, this is the place to be. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to take your business to the next level with a little creativity and a whole lot of innovation. This is the 575 Deep Dive Podcast. Let's get started.
Hey everyone out there. Bet you're all super busy creating amazing content. We're right there with you. And hey, maybe you're looking for ways to make that whole process a little easier, right? Who isn't? Well, today we're going deep on using AI for, of all things, blog writing.
Perfect timing. Everyone's buzzing about AI these days.
For sure. We dug into a couple of really cool articles. One is called Automating Blog Writing and Experiments Insights by Joe Luna.
Catchy title.
It is. And the other piece we're looking at is all about automating content creation while preserving unique voice.
Sounds like they're both getting at the same question. Can you really use AI to, you know, speed things up without your writing sounding like, well, a robot wrote it?
Exactly. And Joe's article is especially interesting because he actually put it all to the test. Like, he decided to build his own AI to see if it could write his blog posts for him.
Wow. Ambitious.
Totally. So before we get into how that all turned out, can we quickly break down what a GPT actually is for those who might not know?
Sure thing. GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Basically, it's a type of AI that's been trained on tons and tons of text and code. And that lets it generate text that sounds pretty darn human.
Okay, that makes sense. So Joe, who's not exactly new to AI, he'd already built a GPT for creating images, you know, and it worked really well. So naturally, he thought, why not try it with writing? He was hoping to cut his writing time like in half.
Makes sense. Time is precious. So how do you go about it?
Well, get this. He like meticulously crafted instructions for his GPT, trying to like mimic his whole writing process, you know, asking himself questions, figuring out a catchy hook, how to structure it all, even incorporating storytelling and making sure the SEO stuff was good the whole nine yards.
You didn't leave anything out?
Nope. He even had it set up so the GPT would prompt him for, like, personal insights and stuff. Because, you know, you've got to have that in there for your authentic voice.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want it to sound generic. So was he at all worried that the AI thing would, like, make his writing sound robotic or something?
That's a really good question. And it turns out, yeah, he ran into some snags. The GPT was following his instructions, but in this really literal, almost mechanical way.
Interesting.
Yeah, so even though the AI was technically doing what he'd asked, there was, like, something missing, no spark.
So it was missing that human touch.
Yeah, exactly. It was like it could handle the structure, the mechanics of writing, but it couldn't quite capture that, you know, that soul. And Joe actually gives some specific examples in his article. He found that the GPT would only ask him one personal question instead of having this back and forth to really draw out, you know, those unique insights.
I see. So it wasn't a real conversation, more like just going through the motions.
Exactly. And because of that, the structure of his blog posts ended up feeling super rigid, almost like a textbook. The calls to action felt forced, and the overall tone, well, it just didn't sound like him.
So AI still can't fully replace us writers.
It seems that way, at least not yet. But Joe didn't completely give up on the whole thing. This is where things get really interesting. He had a light bulb moment and realized that maybe instead of trying to automate everything, a hybrid approach would be better.
Uh-huh. Now we're talking.
Right. Like, he wasn't ready to ditch AI altogether, but he knew he had to change his strategy. And this is where that second source we mentioned, automating content creation while preserving unique voice, comes in, don't you think?
You got it. Both these sources are really hitting on the same key point.
Yeah.
Even if AI is a super powerful tool, it can't truly replicate your individual style and voice. Like, writing is about so much more than just putting words together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about expressing yourself, like connecting with your audience on an emotional level and creating, you know, a flow with your words that's totally unique to you.
Exactly. It's like, it's like trying to automate a comedian's stand-up routine.
Oh, good one.
You could feed an AI all their jokes, their timing, even like their stage presence, but it wouldn't capture that, you know, that intangible spark that makes them actually funny, that connection with the audience.
So true. It's the same with writing, right? It's so much more than just the words themselves. It's the emotions, the flow of ideas, that connection with your reader on a personal level. AI can help with the mechanics, sure, but it's up to us, the humans, to make it, well, human. So for all our listeners out there who might be feeling a little hesitant about using AI for writing, this is actually kind of reassuring, wouldn't you say? Your unique voice, your perspective, your creativity, all that's still incredibly valuable.
For sure. AI can't replace that. In fact, you could even argue that it's pushing us to be even more human in our writing, to double down on what makes us unique.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. So it's not about AI versus humans. It's more like finding ways for them to work together, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's about finding the balance, leveraging the strengths of both, like having this super creative partner who can help you brainstorm, do the research, and even like polish your writing. But ultimately, you're still the one in control.
I love that. So how did Joe actually implement this hybrid approach? Did he like just ditch the GPT he'd created?
He did not. Actually, he got pretty creative. He decided to use a combination of AI tools, each one kind of playing to its strengths.
That's smart.
Right. So he kept his custom GPT for research, outlining, and handling that whole SEO structure thing, you know, task that needs some serious processing power. But then he brought in Claude 3.7.
Claude 3.7.
Yep. Another AI tool. Used it to, like, rewrite and smooth out the drafts, make them sound more conversational. And then to add that final personal touch, he brought in the big guns. ChatGPT 4.0.
Ah, ChatGPT, of course.
It's known for being like super engaging and responsive, perfect for adding that final layer of personalization and storytelling.
So he was using each AI tool for what it did best.
Yep, like building a team of specialists. And you won't believe this, but this approach actually worked.
I'm dying to hear what happened.
It was pretty amazing. Joe found that by using this system, this hybrid system, he was able to cut his writing time way down and still keep his, you know, his own voice and style. He was like getting the best of both worlds.
Wow. So he did manage to cut his writing time in half like he wanted, but without sacrificing like the quality of his writing.
Exactly. And that brings us back to that second source we talked about, that automating content creation while preserving unique voice piece. You know, they both really drive home that you can't just expect AI to spit out content that's like totally you. There's so much more to it.
Right. It's almost like, like trying to get an AI to write a comedy routine.
There you go.
You could like feed it all the jokes, the timing, even the comedian's personality, you know. But would it really be funny?
Probably not. You'd miss that special something, that connection that a real comedian has with the audience.
That's a great point. And it's the same with writing, isn't it? It's not just the words, it's the emotions, the way the ideas flow, that personal connection you build with your reader. AI can help with the basics, yeah, but in the end, it's got to be a human who makes it, well, human.
Couldn't agree more.
So for anyone listening who might be, you know, a little freaked out about using AI for writing, this is actually kind of a relief, right? Like your own unique voice, your perspective, your creativity, all that stuff, it's still super important.
More important than ever. In fact, I think AI is pushing us to be even more human in our writing. Like
right.
To really focus on what makes us stand out.
I like that. It's not AI versus humans. It's more like figuring out how they can work together.
Absolutely. It's all about balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having a creative partner who can help you brainstorm, do the heavy lifting on research, even polish your writing. But you're still the one calling the shots.
I love that analogy. Okay. So let's say someone's listening and they're like, okay, this hybrid approach sounds cool, but how do I actually use it? What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, don't be afraid to play around. There are so many AI tools out there, and they're always changing and getting better. Experiment. See what works for you. You might find that one tool is awesome for brainstorming, but another one's way better for, like, editing.
So it's not about finding one perfect AI. It's more about finding the right combination of tools.
Exactly. And remember, it's a process.
Right.
Right? You're going to have to try different things and figure out what fits your style and how you like to work. Don't be afraid to make mistakes.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are like tons of resources online, tutorials, communities of writers who are also trying out AI. It's a whole new world.
For sure. And the main thing to keep in mind is the goal isn't to replace human creativity with AI. It's to use AI to boost your creativity, to free up your time so you can focus on the parts of writing that you really love.
Working smarter, not harder, and creating content that's, you know, both high quality and authentically you.
Nailed it. And that brings us to a really interesting question. What if, instead of being scared of AI, we actually embraced it as a creative partner?
Ooh, that's deep.
Right. What if we saw it as a way to, like, push the boundaries of what's possible with writing? Think about it. Brainstorming with an AI that can instantly pull up research from, like, this huge library of information.
Yeah.
Or getting feedback on your drafts from a perspective that's totally unbiased.
Whoa, mind blown. That would be a game changer for so many writers.
Totally.
Yeah.
And imagine the possibilities for collaboration. Teams of humans and AI working together, each bringing their own strengths to the table.
That's incredible. Like having a writing partner with superpowers who never gets tired, never complains, and is always down to brainstorm. But I mean, it always comes back to that question, doesn't it? How do we make sure that AI helps human creativity instead of hurting it?
It's about finding the right balance. We can't forget about the things that make human writing so special, those qualities that AI just can't replicate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Empathy, humor, that ability to connect with readers on a really deep level.
Right, right. And that's why this whole hybrid approach is so important. It's not about giving AI all the control. It's about using it to help us improve our skills and tell our stories in better, more powerful ways.
Exactly. It's a collaboration, a partnership where both sides contribute their best to create something amazing.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI and writing, what are some key takeaways our listeners should remember?
Okay, so first, don't be afraid to try out different AI tools and see how they can work for you. Second, remember that AI isn't here to replace human creativity. It's a tool to help you amplify your own voice and make the whole writing process smoother.
And finally,
keep exploring. Keep pushing the boundaries. And never stop asking questions about how humans and technology can work together. The future of writing is wide open, and it's up to us to shape it in a way that's both innovative and meaningful.
Beautifully said. And before we end this deep dive, we want to leave you with something to think about. So what if, instead of thinking of AI as something that's going to take over writing, we thought about it as this, like, brand new creative partner?
Yeah, I like that.
How would that change things for you? Your process, what you want to achieve with your writing, even the kinds of stories you want to tell?
That's a really good question. It's like, what if you could brainstorm with an AI that could pull research from, like, this massive library of information right at your fingertips?
Right.
Or what if you could get feedback on your drafts and it was coming from this totally neutral perspective?
I mean, that would be huge for so many writers, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Especially for people who struggle with, you know, writer's block or just finding that, like, that initial spark.
For sure. And think about what that would mean for collaborating, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could have teams of humans and AI working together.
Right.
Each one, like, bringing their own unique strengths to the project.
Wow. And each one making the other better.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like having the superpower writing buddy who never gets tired, never complains, and is always up for bouncing around ideas. But, you know, we always come back to this one big question. How do we make sure that AI actually helps human creativity and doesn't, like, squash it?
Right. I mean, it all comes down to balance, right?
Yeah.
We have to remember the things that make human writing so powerful, those qualities that AI just can't copy, things like, you know, empathy, humor, being vulnerable, and that ability to, like, really connect with your readers on a personal level.
You know, it's funny because that's exactly why this whole hybrid approach is so important. It's not about just handing everything over to the AI and saying, okay, you do it. It's about using it as a tool to, like, help us get better at what we do and tell our stories in ways that are, I don't know, maybe even more impactful.
Yeah, and more creative. Like, we're not giving up control. We're actually gaining more control.
That's a good way to put it. So it's a partnership, really.
Totally. A collaboration where both sides, the human and the AI, they both bring their A game to create something, you know, really special. Something neither one could do on their own.
This has been such a fascinating conversation. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just that, you know, I think we're really just scratching the surface of what's possible with AI and writing.
Yeah.
It's so new. So much is still to be discovered.
Totally. Well, we hope everyone listening has found this deep dive into the world of AI and writing helpful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Yeah. Keep experimenting and see what you can discover.
Exactly. And be sure to join us next time for another deep dive into, well, who knows what fascinating topic we'll explore next. Until then, happy writing, everyone.